Hey, this is the Worst Birthday Podcast. I'm Michael Costa. How you guys doing? Happy Worst Birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday today or tomorrow or yesterday or whenever it is. But if you don't, and it's terrible and it's shitty, and you put too many expectations and hopes on your birthday, well, then come on the podcast. I want to thank iTunes for putting us on the new and noteworthy page. Thank you, iTunes. I don't typically sing your praises because it's not always so simple, me and iTunes, our relationship. But thank you for showcasing Worst Birthday Podcast. Hashtag Worst B-Day Pod. I want to thank Wales Our People Too for giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Great username. Had some nice things to say about our podcast. PSK962, thank you for your wonderful, wonderful review. It's really nice to hear some positivity out there, folks. And don't forget, just because you have a great podcast doesn't mean it's great unless people post about it online, unfortunately. So I want to thank you guys for those. Thank you very much. Great episode this week. Rene Gauthier, wonderful person. Real story. Every story, of course, is real. It's organic. And they're almost always my friends. And if they're not my friends before we record, they're my friends after. Oh, fuck you, too. Don't forget to go to michaelcosta.com for all my live dates. I will be, exciting news, at the Montreal Just for Laughs Fest this year. So that's cool. The details are being figured out, but it's always a pleasure to be invited to the Just for Laughs Fest in Montreal. So thank you, Montreal, for that. We'll figure out the details. I'll post them on my website. Enjoy this Worst Birthday Podcast. And don't forget, please leave us a rating and review. If you leave your name in there, I'll make sure to shout you out on air. And tweet me at Michael Costa. Check out Rene Gauthier. Her Twitter handle is NeNeGooter, or maybe it's NeNeGooter, NeNeGooter. Or just Rene Comedy, RENEE Comedy.com. Thanks for listening. Happy Worst Birthday. See you guys on the other side.
Oh, my voice sounds like this.
That's how your voice sounds like. You need to add like a voice distortion. Wait, what? You mean the podcast at in the Improv?
No, you used to do a podcast on Wilshire. There was like a whole... It was like in 2007. It was so long ago.
Oh, it wasn't a podcast. It was a video cast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You taught.
So rude.
You taught all of the viewers how to make a Manhattan.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
Do you remember that?
I do.
So I actually remember more about
it. Yes, you do. And my hair was so red. It was so fake red.
It looks good.
It's hard, bro. It's hard to look back.
It still gets a lot of views. That's something
because of you.
That was something that I did called Costa's Cocktails.
There it is. I forgot. We had fun. It was good.
We had a lot of fun. We got drunk, and you were working at a bar at the time.
I was a bartender.
How's that going?
Good. I'm no longer bartending.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Great.
So we've improved on that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are you working now?
I write for Lip Sync Battle.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
It's great.
Or is it not cool?
It's the perfect thing for me.
This is amazing. This is the third one of these in a row that I've had a writer on. I had Jared Logan, who writes on...
came up with together.
You did?
In Chicago. We did stand-up together.
I need to start my timer. I'm sorry.
Please.
And then I just had Jeff Keith on, who writes for some show...
Good for him.
Yeah. What does he write on?
I don't know.
You shouldn't know. Byron Ballon. You know Byron Ballon?
I do.
Yeah.
Pommets Unleashed.
Pommets Unleashed. Right, but so now you're writing. So what is that like, writing for Lip Sync Battle?
It's really great. For me, because I used to be a backup dancer, and it used to be a big part of my stand-up when I started.
Sure.
I used to do a backup singer bit at the end of my set. It's a great thing for me. It involves music, comedy, dancing. I basically produce for Chrissy Teigen.
Cool.
So I get to be in her ear and we have a lot of fun together.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great.
What do you mean when you say be in her ear?
Sorry. I get to talk to her anytime I want.
She's wearing an earpiece.
She's wearing a little earbud. And I get to talk to her.
Do you talk to her when she's speaking into the microphone?
I don't.
Good. And everyone that ever speaks into someone's ear needs to learn that.
I think it's because the advantages I've had something in my ear and people talking, because I also have been in front of a camera.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest part of being able to do this, as you learn both ends. But I think you're absolutely right. I pre-say things.
I mean, you got to, because if you start talking and then you hear something, I can't speak and hear.
No.
Some people, like sports broadcasters, I think can.
It's too hard.
I wouldn't think Chrissy Teigen could. Nothing She's, against her, but
no,
I'm saying it's
not.
Fucking hard.
Well, it's also like we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's really cool. Right now, I did that for her with her season two. She just had a baby. We're not in production right now, but I am working on Lip Sync Battle pop-up video.
Whoa.
So I get to like go back and pop up some cool shit. It's like just talking at a party.
Type out funny stuff.
Yeah.
You've had some interesting jobs.
I have.
Yeah, because the last time I think we were hanging out more was you were like working with Victoria Beckham or some shit.
Well, I was on her reality show as her assistant.
As her assistant.
So that was very weird.
Were you actually her assistant, or were you cast as her assistant?
I was cast.
Jesus Christ.
Well, because the problem was she needed somebody to bounce off of just to be herself.
Right.
And so they auditioned, like Jen Kirkman, who's a comedian, and I think this could be urban legend.
Okay.
But I remember seeing her at a callback for it. Jen Kirkman. She and I were sitting outside and
ladies and gentlemen, do you hear what's happening here? There's an audition and a callback for a reality TV series.
That was then.
Oh, if anything, it's worse now.
It's worse now, but it's different kind of casting, I think, now. Okay. I think they're just looking for crazy people.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're looking for people like, so if you have two drinks, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you
like, do? I take off all my clothes and start peeing on somebody.
I ruin my life. Right. Okay, perfect. Okay, so
I cry uncontrollably.
So you saw Jen.
And I remember us sitting outside waiting to be called in separately.
My gosh.
And we were both kind of laughing about how weird this was.
Yeah.
And if I'm correct, she was already hired. So she had so what happened was
Jen was already hired.
So not at that moment. So we both gone in. I was booked a flight home to Chicago for whatever reason. I landed.
Yep.
Got a phone call saying Victoria would like to meet me.
Oh, here we go.
Personally. And I was like, fuck, I have to. Can
You're
I swear?
Of course. Can you swear?
I'm just checking. I don't know.
I love that you said that. You're the first person ever asked that. you landed in Chicago. You're getting lined up to see your friends and family. You're pumped to not have to worry about L.A. ever again.
Yeah. And I got to hop right back on a plane.
Did you even go home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I just changed it for tomorrow. We set it so I had at least a day.
And isn't that a weird conversation to share with your family back home?
They don't get it.
No one gets it.
Nobody gets it.
Hi, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Right. They're like, I don't get it. Do you have a pension? Like, no, I got to go. I think the first time my family actually got that I get paid to do stand up and like stuff was I was on this weird tour with Aaron Foley.
Oh, yeah. I love Aaron Foley.
Me too. I love her. And one of the stops was in Joliet, Illinois, which is like famous for its jail, for its prison.
And that is how far away from home is that?
That's about an hour away from Chicago. And sorry, my headphones are falling off my baby
Are they
head.
Really falling off?
I have a really small head, but everything else is big.
They're big headphones.
They're big, but they're so comfortable.
I need to start asking my guests what size their head is.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, I don't know, tiny baby size?
Baby head?
Like a baby size?
You don't even have to wear them. If you don't want to.
I feel good about it. I don't have them on my podcast, but that's because I'm
That's something that differentiates this podcast.
It really does. Can I say it really does?
It's a pain
in the
ass.
And you have a volume-y thing?
I know. I hated going to people's podcast. By the way, we're like nine layers away from where we started this conversation. I hated going. It's my fault. I hated going to podcasts and they didn't have headphones.
I know. It's hard.
Hook it up, bro.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
It's your fault.
I'll get two more.
Joliet.
But my whole family, we sold out the theater. It was a big theater.
Right.
My family comes. And afterwards, like, I think my uncle looked at me and was like, holy shit, like, you're doing this. This is what you do.
Yeah.
Because I remember these two girls come up. They're like, we thought you were so funny. I didn't know who they were. They're like, you're so funny. You know.
Yeah. That.
People come up, which is so nice.
Nice.
And they wanted to take a picture, which is always weird, but you just take it anyway. And my uncle goes, who are they?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know. He goes, oh. So you do this.
That's when it became this is your job.
Trying to explain it. What season was it? Season 7. I was on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
And of course, my mom tells everyone to watch
it.
And I'm on it for like a breath.
Yeah.
Like I burped and they cut it, you know? And so my uncle, same uncle, is like, what happened?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they just like didn't.
They saw you sell out a theater, which really you didn't sell out, but you helped. You. Maybe you were there. Sorry.
I had nothing to do with
and
it.
And then Last Comic Standing. This is why it's easier just for us to speak to each other and yes. not people. You know, yeah. my brother goes, well, what's happening with TV stuff? Well, I don't know. I'm work. You need to fire him. I'm like, what? Like, but that, in his business, that's what you would do.
Yeah.
If somebody wasn't producing, you fire them.
Yeah.
Here, it's a weird thing to describe.
It's so weird. And it'll never make total sense.
Never.
Saying I was on unemployment to my family, they thought I was shaming the name.
In the Midwest, you do not really do that.
No, you just go on 17, get 17 more jobs.
Yeah.
But I always had a bartending job. I was like supplementing just so I could still audition and stuff. But I just quit it because this project's like 5 months.
So, okay, we're going to backtrack. Joliet, Famous Brits Prison. So you go home. Victoria calls. She wants to fucking see you.
She wants to meet me.
Okay.
When I get to the house.
Where's the house?
The house is in Beverly Hills right next. Is it Beverly Hills? Sherman Oaks, technically. It's in the hills next to Britney Spears' old house.
But David was playing David as if he's my boy. He was playing on the Galaxy then.
He was in Spain.
It's hard to...
2007.
Okay, sorry.
Get it together.
I'll pull up his Wikipedia.
Clearly, you guys aren't that good of friends.
He was in Spain and she was here.
She was here. She was moving the family here because he was going to play for the Galaxy.
God, what a fucking wild life, huh?
So crazy.
Yeah.
And he was not in the show.
Mm-hmm.
First question people ask.
I'm sure.
He's not there. I did meet him once.
Okay.
Tiny, hot.
I'm
hot
sure.
Hot and tiny.
Hot and tiny. Like all soccer players. A lot of soccer. Perfect for you.
Love a hot and tiny.
But, I mean, for him to be in the show would have required 800 more agents, another giant contract. Like, it's just not that simple.
Well, I believe that the Beckhams are managed as a couple.
Interesting.
And agented as a couple.
That
not
is
a word,
fucking weird. No, it's
it.
A word now.
Here it is, agented.
That's going to be the word
I'm
of the year.
I'm pretty sure they have the same team.
That is wild to me.
It's crazy. But yeah. when I went in, why I brought up Jen was because when I went in, I'd love to ask her. I've never asked her. Whenever I see her, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I think she was hired. Like, I think they had picked her.
Mm-hmm.
But Victoria's... Simon Fuller, who mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone knows who that is.
How do I know Simon Fuller?
Simon Fuller was the head of 19 Entertainment.
Yes.
Which produced American Idol.
Yes.
And all these other, you know.
Yep.
It's a big production company. His brother was in charge of this show, Kim Fuller.
What was the name of the show?
Victoria Beckham Coming to America.
Yeah.
Okay. Starring the only American, me, with the most Chicago accent.
Right, so perfect.
Just wearing awful clothes, showing my arms with no business.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Just a lot. Nobody
Come on.
Helped. Nobody
Your arms
helped.
Are nice.
At the time.
Okay, and you don't like your arms now? Come on.
I love them now.
Yeah,
Look
good.
At them. They're so good.
Yeah, she's showing her arms away.
So
Let me paint a picture of Renee's arms. Go ahead. So what's happening?
So I sit down, and I think Kim Fuller, who's the brother who's kind of in charge,
mm-hmm.
I think Victoria already like signed off on Jen Kirkman.
Okay.
And then Kim was like, I really still want you to meet Renee.
Yeah.
And this is rumor has it. So I come in.
This is good, though.
And I'm dressed like... sweet as pie.
Right.
Like in my brain, I was like, if I were Victoria Beckham, would I want some girl coming in with her tits out? No.
No.
I'd want some girl coming in with jeans and a very cute top. Like,
well, that's what I was going to ask you. What does sweet as pie mean?
Like just a really cute, like,
likeable,
ruffly,
but not threatening.
Correct. Because there was a scandal.
Oh.
That Beckham had fucked his assistant.
Oh, shit. Which is really who I think it seems like the male celebrity. Only is the only person they fuck is the assistant or the nanny.
Yeah. Oh, the nanny.
The nanny.
Quit it's getting like, a nanny.
Everybody.
Mrs. Doubtfire. What the fuck is wrong
Every
with you?
Every single person, when they hear the nanny, they go, hire an ugly nanny.
But not even that. The nanny could be, because not all these nannies are hot.
True. Arnold's was like fucking, you know.
Well, she was like some old Hispanic woman.
Yeah, exactly.
She?
Correct.
So, but like even these other nannies, it's like, oh. They're giving him the right attention.
Correct.
That's why he's into
Correct.
It.
You fucking nailed it.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with
that. My
nannies.
Wife used to laugh at that joke. She doesn't anymore. The nanny still thinks it's funny, or she's just laughing at her boss's joke.
And guess what? Nanny's always around.
Yeah.
Nanny thinks I'm a great dad.
Correct.
She's not asking me for shit.
And
let's fuck.
That means we need to have sex.
Sweet love.
And sweet love with the nanny. No, you fuck the nanny. You make sweet love to your wife.
Do you?
I don't know.
No.
I don't have either. I feel like when you're that famous, your circle becomes so small.
Yes.
And the nanny is, or the assistant is kind of the only person you have like truly knows you.
Yes.
So you walk in with ruffled feather top.
Yeah, I just walk in, and she's just sitting there on her BlackBerry, barely looks up.
Shut up.
She wasn't trying to be a dick. I think she was just kind of like over this process.
Yeah.
And so I sat down. Her hairdresser was there, her stylist, who's lovely. His name's Ben.
Hey, Ben. And big listener.
Ben Cook, big hey, listener. Ben. Cook with an E.
BC.
Now does Leona Lewis.
Okay.
him and her makeup artist, who I can't remember her name, but sadly. Mm. But they're sitting there, and they're just asking me like weird questions.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, Victoria goes, you know what? She looks up. She looks at me. Oh, because we had to go on tape at one point. So she saw my video
right.
of my audition. And
right.
in it, they asked if I had ever been an assistant for a celebrity. And right. my answer was, no, but I've been an assistant for a man who thought he was a celebrity.
There we go.
Which was true.
Yes.
And so she mentioned that when she
was
I
funny.
Liked that you said that because it's so funny that people do act that way. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she finally looked up and she goes, you know, you look like you wouldn't be a slut.
She, Victoria Beckham, said...
It used to be on my business card. It used to be on my comic card, like whatever we used to do.
It used to say, you look like you wouldn't be a slut, and then they'd be
you
like...
You don't look like you'd be a slut, Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Which really should be on my headstone.
So you nailed it with your outfit, with your demeanor. I mean, you don't have slut demeanor.
I don't. I really don't.
You have nice demeanor. Person demeanor, Midwest demeanor.
Yes.
That's a compliment where I come from.
I'm into
okay,
it.
Good.
I should have just been eating cheese while I was just selling the whole look.
So you got hired.
Yeah.
And what happened to Jen Kirkman?
I don't know.
She probably looked like a slut.
I think probably Jen probably didn't even want to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that could have been it too.
You know, vibes are different and it's not bad or good or whatever, but.
I mean, also what so many people don't understand is the person that gets the job lots of times, I mean, the first choice is almost never available.
Right.
They're booked or whatever. That's why they're the first choice. They
right.
get booked by everybody.
Right.
And then like lots of times, like whenever I've gotten something, it's like, oh, you find out later. Well, yeah, our first choice wasn't around. The second choice was in another deal. But it's like, you can't be upset about that.
I don't care.
I'm sure you were the first choice, but.
Thank you for that.
So what was that experience like, that show?
It was weird. And every day I thought they'd tell me to leave
yeah.
just because it's surreal. It was my very first job when I moved here from Chicago
yep.
and I'm on NBC.
I know. I remember that.
Yeah. It was so weird. And I remember the PA coming to my house and bringing me documents.
Yeah.
And he goes, your life's about to change.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And I go, is it? As I'm like signing my name. And I got there and I was wearing regular Renee clothes
yeah.
and they were like, nope. And
no
I was
way.
Like, what? They're like, you can't look cute. They didn't say you can't look cute. Basically, they wanted me to be Ugly Betty.
Right.
Like
okay.
a cute girl, but slouchy.
Yeah.
Kind of like someone this British model looking woman has to fix.
And okay. Oh, I see. That was like your character arc.
We had a scene where we did
a little do up,
a little montage makeover, never made it.
Is that on? I was gonna say, is that on YouTube? It'd be fun.
That was so awful.
It'd be fun to link to.
And
that.
I was kind of skint. Like, I was in a good physical fit situation.
You were feeling good.
I felt okay.
But Victoria had to be the star of this thing.
Yes.
It's her wedding. You can't come in looking prettier than Victoria.
And I that's sweet to even think I could mm-hmm. because yeah. she's a very pretty woman.
Sure.
But I think the vibe was we needed this juxtaposition.
Sure.
Of like, you know, because even in her confessional, she was like, she can't be too thin. She can't be too pretty.
That's
and
funny.
Then here I come to the door. She's like, perfect.
Perfect. Oh, man. Was it good money?
It was good.
It was good.
We only filmed for 1 month. I think it was $30,000.
What?
I don't care about chicken. Am I supposed
what,
to say
what,
that?
What network was it on?
NBC.
If you got 30.
For 1 month shooting.
Wow. She got a lot. They all got a lot.
Everyone got way more than that.
Yeah. That's good.
I was non-union.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Turns out they like pushed me through and I didn't know for like AFTRA that... Until I did Chelsea Lately,
right.
they were like, oops, you got to pay now.
That sucks,
like,
doesn't it?
So
that part sucks.
So weird, because no one tells you.
You do like, I did a Showtime thing, and then I got a bill. They not only took my check, but it's like, now you got to pay to join this union that doesn't do anything for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And I'm like, okay, good, I can get health care. No, you got to make $20,000 to get health care. Well, I don't do that.
From
you.
It was, I remember distinctly, because I had done that and I was on Carson Last Call.
Yep.
And apparently that was my,
those
I topped off. That's my two. And I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got booked for Chelsea, my first Chelsea, and they were like, you can't. That day,
that sucks.
You can't do the show unless you pay. Like,
yeah, they love that.
I'm like, you're I'm going to throw up. I don't have $1,300.
For 8 months, I haven't done anything. I finally got booked, and you tell me this today.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, today is when we waited.
What is lip sync battle? Is it union writing, or what is that? Is it, they call you a script consultant?
I'm a consulting producer. It's non-union and union.
Okay.
So for right now, it's non-union, which I'm okay with.
Okay. It's cool that you're...
It's really fun.
It's cool that you're in the booth in the ear.
It's really fun.
That is like...
Well, I'm above... I'm like... I was on the stage with her.
Oh, cool.
Which will probably change season three just because she kind of looked up at me a little bit too much, and I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, you can only try so hard to tell... It's natural for someone to look at you because we're also joking in each other's ears, just being like girlfriends.
Sure.
And that's how...
You mean she would actually look at you? Like, look up.
Oh, you should look up.
Yeah, like, because she would just be, you guys would just be fucking around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fun. Where do they tape that?
It was taped at Sony.
Okay.
I don't know that it will be again.
I was amazed that Spike, that doesn't seem to, like, should be on Spike.
Right.
But
it's
its
top-rated show.
It's its top-rated show.
Isn't that crazy?
Spike, they need to kind of maybe adjust some things if that's the top-rated show. Because it's like Bro, right?
Yes. Isn't it? Yeah. And oddly, the demographic for this is like girls in their 30s.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
like, I feel like bros are watching Spike, and then this comes on, they're like, "Fuck this!"
Yeah,
all their wives turn over.
Right. Which actually, more guys talked about this show before I watched it.
Interesting.
Than girls.
I don't like that. I don't like lip syncing. I'm not saying I dislike your show.
Right.
I don't like lip syncing.
It's such a great show, though.
Yeah. The costumes really seem funny.
It's so great. This season is like the production value is like upped.
Wow.
Real hard from season one. But I didn't work on season one. So, and it's, season one's still great. But like season two, insane.
The pictures just on Twitter alone.
They're insane.
Are like wild.
I was on, so I'm in a mezzanine area with an ear and my own monitor or whatever.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty great. So I get to watch, it's a one-take wonder.
That's a lot of French words. Is your name French? What is your name?
My French is French. My French is French.
It's a lot of French. Renee is in the mezzanine.
Renee Gautier.
Renee Gautier. We need the mezzanine. Stop eating hors d'oeuvres.
French fries.
So you have a monitor, mezzanine.
I get to watch. It's a one-take show. So they perform once. It's not over
That's
and over.
That's great.
In a live audience.
That keeps it authentic.
It is incredible.
Yeah, okay.
It really is like the Tatums, the married Tatums, and they battled each other. And Beyonce came out, and nobody knew.
That's
only
baller.
Channing.
Right.
And they come out, and Chrissy's like whispering my ear. She goes, "People are crying." I go, "I think I'm going to die because the whole balcony was shaking because I'm by audience."
Jesus Christ.
They are losing it. That I was for sure this was going to collapse. And this is how I was dying.
Yeah,
like, that's how vibrating it was. I was like, "I'm dying."
And that's like you watch those old Beatles clips and you're like, "Why would you ever get hysterical like this?" But this is what's happening now too.
They lose their shit. And honestly, I do not blame them. Like Paula Abdul came out also in that episode.
Yeah.
I almost cried. When she came out,
Jesus Christ, I knew she was coming. You knew it'd been in your pamphlet for 5 days.
I met her the night before.
Yeah.
But I was just like so excited that Jenna's dream of dancing with Paula Abdul is happening. That like my dream of dancing with Paula Abdul didn't happen, but I wanted
it. But it was close enough.
So close.
I don't like music that much. I can't get that excited. Now, are you a big music person?
I used to be like a hip hop dancer and I love pop music.
Of course, you used to be a dancer. Right?
Yeah. So I love pop music and I can't really like feel bad about it anymore. Like I love hip hop, pop, but you know, people shame pop music lovers.
Of course.
I'm like, it's like, meanwhile, they're secretly listening to Justin Timberlake and Bieber.
Like, why am I singing all the words in the car on the way home and I don't even think I like that song?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, catchy is catchy.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't say I'm like I'm more of a movie buff girl, but soundtracks are big to me. Like, I had a whole one-woman show called Renee the Soundtrack.
Whoa.
It was about me trying to be a dancer from age 7 till now.
Okay.
And so it's like...
Cool.
You know, all these auditions I truly went on. But it was to muse, like to each song commemorate
That's cool.
it, the moment. Yeah, it was really great. I might do it again.
Which star would make you go hysterical and cry like that?
I'm trying
Beyonce?
To think if there was. No.
Who's the best dancer now?
I mean, Beyonce.
Beyonce is.
Yeah.
Are you pumped? Do you like her dancing?
I think she's incredible.
Yeah.
I think she's an incredible dancer.
Okay. Are there any good male dancers? Justin?
Justin's amazing.
I feel like they don't.
Jason Derulo's incredible. Okay. And I hate saying it because I'm not a huge
fan. You're not a huge fan.
I'm not a huge fan just because he doesn't let go. You know what I mean?
I don't know which one Jason Derulo is.
Oh, he says his name in the middle of every song. Every song he does.
Okay, I'll listen for
I'd love for you to peruse all of them. All of them. And he goes, Derulo. Or he goes, Jason Derulo. Like I feel like I know it. You know it.
I don't feel like there's as much dancing now.
I think it's getting, well, because music videos aren't as prominent.
Yeah, it's not as big.
But tours are big.
Yeah.
And Beyonce came out and just danced.
I mean, fucking Super Bowl. There's a lot of dancing there.
There was
Black Power, whatever
there.
That was, the Black Panther shit. Are we allowed to say that on this podcast? It's my podcast.
Yeah. I mean, are you allowed to say that?
I can say whatever I want. I should probably ask you when your birthday is.
September 7th.
Oh, September.
When's your birthday?
September 27th.
But you're a Virgo, you're a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
Gross. Just kidding.
What does that mean? Doesn't that mean something good?
Yeah, Libras are great. My mom and my dad are Libras.
What you tell me about a Libra.
I believe that Libras don't like conflict.
Mm.
They like to be very, like, they listen to everybody. They don't like to pick a side.
Okay.
They don't like to, they make decisions, but they're very diplomatic.
Yeah, sounds like a politician.
Is it you? You're so
huge
politician-y.
Dicks. They have huge dicks, right?
I think that my dad had a giant dick, if I can remember. So gross.
So gross. Sorry to make you say that.
Oh, thank you.
That's about, I always can see both sides.
Yeah.
And people used to get mad at me about that.
Yep, because you're not picking a side.
I'd always be like, well, I kind of agree with this, this, and this.
But I also see what you're doing.
I also see why you feel that way.
My mom does that. You know how infuriating that is? Like when you're like talking shit about your sister and she's like, well, she's tired. You're like, bitch.
Bitch, come on. I don't like diplomacy. I hope that I'm not that way, but I guess I probably am. And that comes from Jan Costa. Big listener, Jan. What is a Virgo?
JK.
What is it?
Virgos are the virgin, but for some reason, every horoscope you read about Virgos are like, they're considered the virgin, but they're very good. Like, it's just the dumbest.
Oh,
like,
I
we
see.
Get
okay.
it. They're the anti-virgin
right,
virgins.
Okay.
Apparently.
They're not slutty.
No, they're just
good in bed.
They're good in relationships
okay.
or whatever they're trying to get across. Not slutty is correct.
Okay.
Make lists, very structured.
Mm. Do you find that to be true with
it
you?
It is very true. I make lists every night.
But
like a to-dozer.
Do you believe in astrology?
I do.
You do?
On a level.
Why?
On a certain level. Why? I just think that, you know, I just think the world, you know, everything is cause and effect. Everything has rhyme and reason.
Okay. I just don't understand how it could work. But someone explained to me that, like, the planets are organized in a certain way, and that creates different gravitational pulls. And if, like, you're in utero, mm-hmm. that could affect your development. And I'm like, okay, at least there's some science there that makes me think maybe that could be happening.
Astrology is way more scientific than people think.
Yeah.
I think when people hear astrology or astrology, they're like, oh, that bullshit.
The nut, like, some nut job that has I'll read your palms on La Cienega and Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, there is, if you really read into it,
yeah.
Like, if you really read about it, you'll find that's way more scientific. I can't explain it, but
I like to have people go, hey, what sign are you? And I go, you obviously are into it. Why don't you tell me what I am? And they can never do that.
Well, they're not psychic.
But no, but if they're like, if they, you know me and you ask me what I am, tell me what I am. Smarty pants.
Well, I guess if like we spent a week together,
sure.
then I could be like classic Libra.
That's the second part of this podcast.
Spending a whole week together.
Cancel dinner plans tonight. September is the most popular month for births.
It's mostly in the Midwest or cold hoods.
New Year's Eve and Christmas.
And it's freezing. Yeah.
So it's like December. Your parents banged. I have four kids in my family. Three are September. The only time John and Jan had sex.
My sister and I are 2 days, 3 years apart.
Whoa. What is she? The fifth or
She's
the ninth?
The fifth.
She's the fifth.
My brother's a December baby. Mm. My other brother's January.
So you're four kids.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm the first girl, middle child.
First girl, middle. I'm four as well. Hey,
yeah,
cheers.
Are you?
Podcast cheers. So
what do you got, girls and boys?
John, Christy, Todd, Michael, youngest.
Oh, she's the only girl?
Yeah, TT. She's been on the podcast.
Has she?
Yep. 10 years sober. She
That's
Christy
amazing.
Costa has like one of the most listened to podcasts that I've ever had.
She live out here?
She doesn't. We were in Michigan. She you know, I don't know how the fuck that happened. Here I am having comedians on. I have my sister on, and she just talked about like breaking her foot and being high on Percocet, and now she's sober.
Amazing.
And maybe it just Real America related.
Yeah.
Love you, TT. Happy birthday. So September 10th is my sister.
That's
so
my girl.
This was a good birthday to have, no? Or was it as a kid, or was it Labor Day-ish?
Well, I was born on Labor Day.
Interesting.
Which I think is funny.
That's very funny. Yeah. How long was the labor?
That I can't. Okay, so.
Okay, sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
No. I was born in the bathroom on accident.
What?
So my two older brothers.
That should be the name of your fucking book. Born, or that should be on your business card. Born in the bathroom on accident.
Yes.
Weird.
And so was my sister.
Both.
Yes.
Your mom needs to learn how to use the restroom.
She can't stop shitting out kids.
Shitting out kids.
She's like, I thought it was poop.
She knew she was pregnant.
Yes, she did.
Okay, because there's also that TV show.
She's not on it. She's okay. Not relating to it at all. She had had my two older brothers in the hospital, regular baby style.
Yep.
And as the story goes, quick story.
Sure.
I think
take as much time as you want.
She had she thought she was going into labor.
The two boys have been had, pregnant with you, thought she had gone into labor a week prior.
She thought she was having contractions, went to the hospital. They said it was just a bladder infection or like something.
Weird.
She was just having false labor, like her Braxton Hicks or whatever they're called. And I have not had a child.
Yeah, you can tell neither of us have.
Yeah, we're like cords. What? Isn't there a cord? You got the cord? She decided today she was having like the same symptoms as before. And so she thought it was just the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She decided she would take a shower. She's going to take a shower.
She's already gone to the hospital. That's a lot. They
sent her home. It's over.
Where was this?
Chicago.
Okay.
She's taking a shower. Her water breaks. She catches me between her legs.
Shut up.
Not kidding.
In the shower.
In the shower. I like came out like, what's happening?
What up?
Yeah.
You just wanted a clean birth, maybe.
Maybe I just felt comfortable there.
Comfortable. How do you shower? How do you shower? Do you feel comfortable in the shower now?
I feel great in the shower.
Is that like a reprieve for you? Do you cry and stuff?
I like bathrooms.
You do?
I do like bathrooms. I found comfort in them.
That is very interesting.
Oddly, yeah.
It's very interesting. Where was Dad in all this?
My understanding is he was around because someone called the paramedics.
Sure.
And
was your dad and your mom still together?
Yes.
Okay, all right, got it.
My dad passed away when I was a kid, but they were still married.
I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah.
And quickly, to plug it, you have a podcast.
Yes, called Dead Dad's Club.
Dead Dad's Club.
It's really great.
I find it fascinating. We are so afraid of death in this country.
Yes.
And we have to embrace it. Tell me about the podcast.
Well, the podcast started because my friend Lindsay and I, her father passed
Lindsay
away.
Lindsay Adams. Been on the podcast.
Has she?
This is why I remember when you mentioned it to me, I was like, I know this.
Oh, okay.
Lindsay, yes. Okay, great.
Great.
She mentioned that. Okay.
Yes. So I was like, we should do a podcast called Dead Dad's Club. And she was like, okay. And like her dad died just a few years ago of cancer.
Right.
My dad died of a sudden heart attack when he was 38.
Fuck.
Which are such vastly different ways to lose somebody.
Correct.
So I was like, what's cool? We kind of have both ends of the spectrum of death. And we've had some great, it's funny too. It's not just like some somber, morbid thing.
I think my sister's a hospice nurse.
Oh, wow.
Christy Costa. Happy birthday, TT.
What a woman.
No, she's amazing. And maybe that's why, you know, but she's done all different types of nursing. I don't know how you say that. You can tell how medical we are here.
Yeah, yeah.
With the birth and the
birth.
But she's like, hospice is her favorite because it's like the only part of medicine where you're not trying to fix anything. You're trying to make it like nice for them.
Yes.
And we don't talk about death in American culture.
No, I have a joke about my dad, and it always, this is partly why, like I would do a joke, just a throwaway of like talking about we never went on family vacations.
Yep.
We just like kind of went camping because we didn't have any money, except for that one time my mom took us to Disney World. It was more like, sorry, your dad died. And people like, some people laugh and some people are like,
oh,
and I'm like, it didn't happen to you.
Right. Yeah.
Why can't I talk about it?
It's been a long enough time now. You can talk about it.
For God's sake. And it's just, yeah.
So do you have guests on the podcast?
Yes. And have a guest every time.
And have all of them lost their father?
Everyone has a dead father.
How many episodes have you done?
We are now at 15.
Wow.
And we're only a year old, and we kind of, you know, when I get project jobs and stuff, sure, sometimes I can't
it gets tricky.
Do them. We have had two dead mothers, but those are Mother's Day episodes, which is true. We just did one today.
I love that there's humor, but it isn't, you know, it's taken seriously.
Super, yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. You did one right today.
We did two today. My brother was on.
Well, that's interesting.
That was really cool.
Talking to your bro about your dad dying. Where's your brother? Which one is this?
He's right before me.
Okay, so
he's second.
So he was, how old were you when your father passed?
I was 10 and he was 12.
He was 12.
His story is so different from mine.
Well, that's what I was going to, I was curious.
It's so cool. Like I really, and Lindsay was like, hearing you guys even just talk back and forth was like super cool.
Because I bet.
It was.
Was Lindsay also like, what the fuck am I doing here for this?
She did say, she goes, at one point I should have been like, bye.
You guys need to talk this shit out.
But it was really, we have a really big family, so it's, you know, but
yeah,
everything was good. Everything's okay. But his like perception of it and yeah, his everything, even 2 years is a huge difference.
Yeah.
In like digesting the world.
Sure.
From 10 to 12.
And I mean, we all kind of take... We all embrace these scenarios with our own framework, and your framework yes, is different than his.
Yeah, my brother was very angry at my dad for a long time.
For dying,
and he would say things like, you know, my oldest brother romanticizes him just a little bit in a way I totally get. Mm-hmm. Like he mm-hmm, had a different relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, oh, dad used to watch me do my dance routines. Mm-hmm. Like he'd always stop and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother John Paul would always be like, he fucking sucked as a dad. Like he would say, he doesn't do that now.
Right.
But he did. And he talks about it on the podcast a little bit. But
was that to help him feel better about the death?
I think he was mad. He said today he was mad that he died.
Yeah.
He thought he didn't have to die and he didn't like that he
yeah,
decided to.
God, it's funny how we embrace death in different
ways.
Isn't
it crazy? And it's been like 20 something years and my brother's now like talking about it.
Yeah.
In a way that's healthy.
Are you guys Catholic? What are you guys?
We were raised Catholic, but no church kind of Catholics.
Yeah.
What are you?
We were raised Catholic, but I can't stand it.
It's not for me.
It's not healthy.
I believe in astrology.
It's not a healthy... My brother John refused to be confirmed at age 13, which I love because, like, you know, they confirm you right before you learn how to make your own decisions.
Right. Well,
because if you can make your own decisions, you'd be like, whoa, fuck this.
Yeah.
But I asked that because Catholics don't really ever talk about shit, especially death.
And that's kind of what was happening, mm-hmm, I think. But mm-hmm, my mom is a very loose Catholic. And even if she considers herself fully Catholic, she was never like that.
Yeah.
You know, but. We, you know, her parents are English-speaking language Italians,
wow,
and
okay,
that was very, like, work hard, move on.
Sure.
You know, but they were so good to us. They, yeah.
That's a fascinating podcast. I will have to give it a listen.
Please do. We had Taryn Manning on. We had some really good people.
Well, everyone's dad will die eventually.
True.
I mean, my whole idea with the podcast is everyone's going to have a birthday.
It's
and
so
you're
true.
Going, everyone's dad's going to be dead.
I mean... what's sick is like every time someone like as you did it when I walked in, you're like, this guy's dad's dead, and I'm like, my ears perk up, and I'm like, please hold while I write his name down.
I was like Billy Bonnell because Greg Santos and Billy Bonnell, they always fuck with each other.
The Greg Santos.
Do you know Greg Santos?
Yeah.
Yes, the Greg Santos. We'll just be like drinking, and people don't understand comics, but we'll just be like drinking, and Greg will say to Billy, like, well, is that because your dad's dead? Like joking, and they laugh, but it is true. But it's all, I was like, oh, is that true? And he's like, yeah. And then we all start laughing, but
yeah.
Yeah, but he'd be a good guest for you to have.
I will definitely reach it. Trust me. They're on the list.
They're on the list. The other thing that I was going to mention, which I just forgot is, I don't know. Okay.
September's
dead dads. John Huck. Another Chicago
his
guy.
His dad is dead?
No, listen, his dad
oh,
is
God,
not
I got
dead.
Very nervous.
His dad is not dead. I'm sorry to bring that to you.
I got very excited.
John Huck lives. I'm so sorry, but we'd like to book him on the podcast. John Huck, when he was born, this was his worst birthday, which took 5 seconds, his grandfather died on the same day.
When he was born?
Isn't that weird? So his father went from not being a father to then being a father. And then also losing his father in the same day. Isn't that crazy?
Is John the oldest?
I think John's the oldest. Yeah, he is the oldest.
Oh, my God.
That's
insane.
Isn't that crazy? I now have a son. I'm a father. Speaking of fathers, Mine's dead.
Got to get his dad on this podcast.
Got to get his dad on his podcast. What was your worst birthday?
I was thinking about this because I think throughout my whole childhood, birthdays sucked a little for me.
Why?
Even though they were celebratory, I always had to share them with my sister from age 3 on.
Because
it always felt very shadowed.
Same date.
Yes. And my brother and I were in high school at the same time, so I'd share a lot of stuff with him. It was never like an individual moment.
What's the age difference between you and your sister?
3 years.
Okay.
So when I turned 3, this bitch showed up 2 days prior to my 3rd birthday.
Oh,
could you imagine?
Ruin your 3rd birthday.
Unfair.
That is so
very
unfair.
That is
so unfair.
But if I have to pick one, and it wasn't the worst at the time, but now it's the worst, if that's okay.
That's okay.
Here's why it's the worst. Because I'm an asshole.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's recorded. It's on video.
You're not an asshole. This is on video?
This is on video.
Is it on the internet?
Hell no.
Okay. Because
on VHS.
It's about to
baby.
Be on the internet.
It's not this getting off VHS.
I don't think people realize that are from small families, and small means 2 or less, how if you're from a big family, every single thing is shared whether you want it to be or not. Your bedroom, your bathroom, your fucking birthdays, your favorite jacket, your soccer ball, everything is shared. And if you're the youngest, you were the older, but the youngest, everything I had wasn't mine ever. It was theirs first.
Right.
And then I got it. But I think this makes good people.
Yes, absolutely.
But it makes you pissed sometimes as a kid.
It does. It absolutely does. Because it's like, so it was recorded. My sister was 5. I was 8. We're in matching outfits.
Oh, shit.
Matching. Someone decided to do her hair, though.
Oh,
my hair.
It's your birthday.
It's both of our birthdays.
More or less.
It's in my grandparents' basement. My dad's in the video.
So is it the 6th? Would you guys do it on the 6th?
We probably did. Whatever the weekend.
You're right.
You know. And my friends are there. Her friends. The thing is about my little sister, she was so adorable.
Oh, shit.
But she was super shy.
And she's prettier than you?
She's way prettier than me.
Kidding.
No, she is.
Oh,
she's
shit.
She's way prettier than me.
Okay.
And she's just the cutest, but she doesn't have a lot of friends there.
Sure.
And I have a ton of friends.
What age is this?
5 and 8.
Whoa. Okay, you told me that. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm 8.
Wow.
Not to mention, I am obsessed with the Footloose soundtrack.
What?
Obsessed with it. Need it. Playing constantly.
You're a dancer.
Yes, but I just needed it all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we were playing that dumb game, Stop and Go.
It's
a dance game.
Okay.
So they play the music and you dance.
Yeah.
And then when it stops, you got to freeze.
Oh, they got to stop.
Freeze dance.
Freeze dance.
And I was, this particular scene, freeze dance is happening. And if you don't freeze, you're out.
Makes sense.
So just because my brother, John Paul, wants to be a dick and thinks he's a break dancer.
Sure.
He's in the game.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And he's cheating.
Oh, man.
He's doing hard cheating.
John Paul.
He's doing
cheating.
Such hard cheating.
Named after
and I am
a pope.
Having an injustice meltdown.
How do you cheat at freeze at stop go?
Well, like you like blink or you like move a little bit so no one sees you, but I can see.
Oh, I see. So when you're frozen, he's not actually frozen.
He's not frozen.
Okay, dick.
And I don't want him there.
What a fucking dick.
What's he doing here?
What's he doing? And your sister's hair's
this
done.
Is my game.
And your friends are there.
And I look like I'm sporting the Rachel, that 90s haircut, the Rachel from Friends, obviously.
Right.
But like I've got that haircut.
Yeah.
So I got black hair. The Rachel.
You're wearing your younger sister's outfit.
We're wearing both the same outfit, which was also bullshit. We always got the same thing for Christmas.
Do you have a picture of this?
I'm sure. Yeah, I do on my wall.
What do you mean on your wall?
On my wall at home.
Okay. I need to scan it.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
I don't even think I'm in the picture.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Because when we post this, we'll tweet that out.
It's actually a picture of my dad dancing with me.
If you're,
with my little sister.
If you'd be okay with that.
I would. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
So where is this? Your house?
To my grandma's basement.
Grandma's basement.
We lived a mile away from my grandparents.
And she would do birthdays for
and
your
we
stuff.
Just, it just made sense. She had a big backyard.
That's
she had a
awesome.
Basement. Yeah.
Was that awesome having them so close?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was.
That's awesome.
Very awesome. And and my aunts and uncles were also very much around.
I fucking love the Midwest.
It was so great.
When John Huck was here, we were talking like this too, because his whole birthday was, besides being born and then his grandpa died, but it was kind of the same thing in that it was neighborhood kids, and then someone else took his cape. He was wearing a cape. But it was like all of this, hey, that house comes over. This house comes over. Parents are close by. Uncles live near. It's just, it's also Chicago.
Yes.
It's also very Chicago.
And it's incredible. And we had a piñata.
What?
We had a piñata that would not break. I would say
I think that's called a fucking sculpture.
I'm saying it took an hour to 2 hours to crack.
Oh, shit.
That my dad, but what's cool about this video is my dad, who's very funny.
That's right,
funny,
it's on video.
Yeah. My dad, who's very funny, and like all my uncles were there, and they're all cracking jokes about like, my dad's like, I wish this thing would build a car. Crushes. He's crushing.
Destroying at the party.
Destroying.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, I'm like upset about every injustice that my brother John Paul's creating.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, he already went. I'm so annoying.
Who's the judge of all this? Is it kind of self-police, stop, go?
Oh, no. Kind of. I mean, my brother George, who was like born old.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Born like an adult.
Right.
Who's the oldest. He's just like, John Paul, get out of here.
Right.
And John Paul's like, no. Like, so he doesn't move. John Paul's the quintessential
classic
brother dick.
Right.
So it's against me. It's like a showdown between him and I at the end.
Who's stopping the music?
My aunt
is
stopping the music. Okay. And my dad's there. But my dad's doing like commercial break jokes and stuff. It's like everyone was so excited. He's like, for all you do, this chord's for me. You know, like whatever he said, it's in there.
This is on video.
Yes.
I love that.
And we're dancing, and you now see me trying to play the same game. I'm an asshole.
Right.
There's no liking me in
but
this
John
video.
Paul is...
He's a dick. But Andrea, poor Andrea.
Who's that, your younger sister?
My little sister.
Oh.
Who's being like, you know, is going like, I want to, like, I don't have anything. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And so you feel bad for her. It's a real heartbreaker. But like, I'm just, my brother, so it's starting to play, and it's just us two, and it's like, it gets real. And I'm like... barely dancing just to prove a point.
Right.
Everyone's like, Renee's got to dance. Like everyone's just so much injustice. And finally, like John Paul gets out because he tries to do some footwork or some shit.
Right. And it's frozen and he's in the middle. He's in he's middle of the air when the music stops.
You gotta land.
You gotta land before.
Sorry, bro. You ain't that good.
Yep.
You don't got that core. So I'm like, still don't realize he's out. And my dad goes, dance. You won. And I'm like, and I'm still not registering.
Because
that
when
I
you
won.
Win, you can celebrate dance.
You can do a whole kind of breakdown.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's the worst.
It's bad.
To have it on video is the worst.
Yeah. Reliving it.
It's real bad. Because let's hear it for the boy.
Perfect.
It's perfect. And I am hitting, I'm deciding that every note needs to be sung.
Oh, shit. You have to sing it too?
Oh, I'm just doing it. I'm just like, there's a moment too, my dad goes, Renee, like, he's like, you won, dance, you can dance. And I go, wait, what? I go, I won? And I was like, yes! And I just like,
I mean, wouldn't they, looking
I did one of these,
oh,
like there was
shit.
Like a shimmy she's, all the way to the floor.
She's shimmying her shoulders right now, ladies and gentlemen, showing off her arms again. Typical Renee, showing off her arms. So,
oops, my arm's out.
What happened to Andrea,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I know she didn't have a good time at the piñata.
Do you think that you won because it was your birthday? Because it was her birthday, too.
It was. And she was out at every game.
She was out.
But she was so cute that when she would get excited, it was like the cutest thing ever. She'd be like,
oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm a monster.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, don't touch my toy. Like, don't touch my shit.
You said that you're an asshole. That is not asshole behavior.
I know, but like,
I get it.
We're
get
opening
it.
Gifts, and I invited more friends than her, or more of my friends came than her.
You have more friends.
But I had more
You're
gifts.
An outgoing person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
So I opened, there's a moment that like I opened up a Michael, so Andrew's watching me open the rest of my gifts while she's just sitting there like reorganizing hers. And there's a moment where like someone gets me a Michael Jackson something.
Sweet.
And I go, Michael Jackson, what is it? Like a dick.
Right.
Like, who says that? Like, you're so sarcastic.
Right. You're just trying to rub it in.
I was just like, I was just an ass, sarcastic asshole.
What
bad
is she,
hair.
What does she do now?
She writes, but she's also, she just had a baby. So currently
she lives
nothing.
Here.
She lives here.
In La La Land.
She does.
And John Paul lives?
In Chicago, but used to live here.
And George lives?
George lives in Chicago.
Okay.
He lives in our childhood home.
Amazing.
He bought it from my mom.
And your mom lives?
In Chicago,
yeah. But not in that home.
No, when we all moved out, we had it most of our lives. And when we all moved out, she was just kind of like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
And my brother just had a baby with his wife, and now they have two, and he's very sentimental.
Yeah.
When we moved in, we weren't there for but a year when my dad died.
Yeah.
And we were redoing the attic.
Yeah.
And so this is a weird story, but we were redoing the attic. My dad died in the middle of the construction.
Fuck.
He was doing it with his like drinking buddies.
Oh, fuck. And he collapsed.
He didn't collapse during that, but it was just happened to be during the moment.
Sure.
And after he died, all of his drinking buddies and my uncles, they all came and finished the attic.
Jeez.
But because nobody was qualified,
yeah,
it never was truly finished. So when my brother moved in, he redid it.
That's amazing.
Kind of like the way they yes. kind of wanted it. Yeah. And he remodeled it because he's an architect. And he found the contractors were pulling stuff up and he found an old style can built into the ground.
Oh my gosh.
And it's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah, he left it there.
You're never going to sell this house. The family should never sell this
it's
house.
It's so great.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really
that's
great.
That's great. Yeah, that's amazing. And of course, he's an architect, so he can actually do it like to standard, right. to zone.
Like they finally raised the wall so they weren't on a slant.
It always makes me laugh when you see like people working on their homes and they're drinking. Yeah. It's like, it seems like the one time you should not, you have right. power tools, you're measuring things.
Whole slew of possibilities.
Whole slew of possibilities. Yeah. So this was your 8th birthday.
Yes.
And that's a pretty good worst birthday.
It is. It's
family.
It's great.
Dance off.
Pinata.
It was a tough pinata. Yeah.
We caught my brother George having a sip of beer.
What?
Yeah.
So how much older is George than you?
4 years older.
So he was 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really killing it.
That's killing
it. But he was like giggling about it. Like he knew he was on tape.
When did you first drink?
My first drink was in 8th grade.
Do you drink now?
I don't really. I don't not drink.
Yeah.
I just am not a drinker.
Okay.
Because one glass of wine, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
It is. Well, I had like a, what is it, vodka orange juice.
Sure.
And I was like, this is kind of gross. And, you know, and I think the first time I got drunk, I was a sophomore.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school to Elmwood Park High School. Why did I stutter? Elmwood Park High School.
And then what about college? Did you do college?
I went to Columbia College for 2 years.
Was that a big drinking school? No.
No, because it was an artsy fart school.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, I feel like as a comic, drinking is a big part of people's lives.
It is.
But there is a lot of comics. If you had to pick stand-up comedy, you go, there's a lot of drinking. But then there's a lot of people that have kind of just said, no, thank you.
Well, I think Chicago comics.
Yes.
The Chicago comedy scene, which is where I started, the level of drinking was insane.
Insane.
It didn't matter what day it was. And when I think all of them got out here, while they tried to maintain that, I think they realized it's harder in Los Angeles.
It's harder. You're also older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're older. I mean, I don't know about you, but like if I get drunk, it's usually about the whole next day I'm still drunk. Like in my body, it just takes so much longer.
Yeah.
But the last time I kind of reconnected with you was at Comedians We Should Know.
Yes.
Right?
Comedians You Should Know, yes.
The Chicago show, which started in Chicago and now has a...
A branch.
A branch, if you will,
here,
out here.
Yeah.
But there was some still heavy drinking going on.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Heavy drinking is definitely a part of the culture, I think, in their minds.
Yeah.
And in Chicago, Midwest people.
Chicago is a great drinking city.
It's a great drinking city.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very... I remember another comedian from Chicago, she said to me one day, she was like, do you know that like everybody thinks the Chicago comics are just always fucking drunk? And I was like, they are.
They are always drunk.
For the most part.
It's but unlike a lot of Midwest cities... Indianapolis, anywhere in Ohio, they're drinking like out of kind of sadness and like there's nothing, we're bored. Chicago, it's fun to drink.
Yes.
There's like fun shit to do and the bar is jammed and it's Sunday night and like, it's
but
fun.
It's just, it gets
it fucks
to
you
be
up.
A lot.
It fucks you up, man.
Yeah.
It slows you down.
It slows you down, man. Stop.
Your job tomorrow, what time do you have to go in?
10.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. And although it's in Santa Monica.
Okay, and you live in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And when do you shoot?
We don't shoot this particular series because it's basically pop-up video for reruns.
I see. When the series is shooting, what night is it? Is it a night?
Weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We shot every episode in 1 month.
I was going to ask. Okay.
We were there for 2.5 months, but we shot for 1 month. And we shot during the week a little bit.
Okay, so it just depends on the celebrity schedules and
absolutely,
all that.
Absolutely, yeah. It depends a lot on that.
God, scheduling must be a nightmare.
It's crazy because we get some really big names.
I know. I mean, Channing Tatum isn't like...
And they're coming in late. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Like they're holding out till they say yes. And you're just like, please.
Ooh, we have a 200 cat crew we have to hire. Yeah. Wow.
I think the cool part for me though, is like eventually they, you know, because I was pitching a lot of the songs to pitch to the celebrities, they were like, come with us. Let's just get you on the phone with us to the celebrities.
That's
Let's just pitch stuff. It was really fun because I'm just so passionate about like choreography and like, yeah. you know, in my brain, I'm like, it would be so cool if they did this.
You
and
have this
like,
is the yeah, perfect job for you.
The perfect job for me. So I'm hoping I go back for Lip Sync 3. I'm sure I will, but
yeah,
you never know.
But it matches really well.
It really is a perfect fit for yeah. me. And I really care about it yeah. being good.
Yeah.
And so there's like a joke where we had the Walking Dead, two girls from Walking Dead on the show.
Yeah.
And I pitched both of them their songs.
Yeah.
And the one I pitched, I was like, you should do Watch Me Nay Nay.
Right.
And she's like, I should. She goes, I do. I was thinking that. And she was like, so on board. And I go, and hear me out. I think zombies should come on stage.
Right.
Mid and just do the nay nay with you. You don't kill them. They're just doing it with you. She goes, okay. And so it was so much, it was
that's
just cool,
awesome.
You know? And it's just
sometimes
cool.
Sometimes you say things in LA, like about your job or like, and then you just have to stop and go, is this really what I'm doing?
Oh my, please.
It's like my internet search history. Some days when I'm writing something, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, sweet God.
But it's super fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
When I was writing on Ridiculousness on MTV, there was moments where we'd sit in there and out of your mouth, just naturally, you'd be like, we got to sweeten that fart. And you're like, this is what
this
I
is
do.
This is what I just said. I said this out loud.
Yeah.
This is the last thing we like to do. What is a great birthday you've had? I know that was a really terrible one because your fucking bitch sister was wearing the same outfit.
No, I was a bitch.
I know.
They put us in it.
You weren't a bitch. You won on your birthday.
I'm sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, look what you're doing now.
I know, but it's awful.
My very good friend, Michael Keller, big listener, he got married and I had just started stand up. So I was 23 or 24 and he got married.
Oh my gosh.
And they wanted me to give a speech at the rehearsal. And it's all on video.
You didn't even get booked on the main event.
Not in the main event. It's all taped, of course.
Oh God.
But I look back on it and I thought I was so funny. I was making fun of his aunt and I was making fun of the bride. And I was just, it was like when you watch that video and you go, what a sarcastic asshole 8-year-old. I'm like,
yes.
What a fucking drunk 24-year-old that thinks he's funny. But it's in us somewhere to be sarcastic and funny, and it takes us time to get good at it.
It's true. And I was sarcastic from jump.
Yeah.
Like, my dad was sarcastic. You can hear it, and he's laughing at everything I say.
Your texts are sarcastic. Right?
Yeah. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Your texts are sarcastic. I'm not going to read our thread, but they're sarcastic.
Read the thread.
What's a great birthday? Tough one, huh?
Yeah. I think... I have two that are like tied.
Great.
And they're going to sound lame.
It's okay.
One, I think, was like my second year out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And
how long have you been here?
10 years. Almost Holy 10. Shit.
So I think I met you pretty early.
We met in the early stages.
Because I was maybe the first year in and you, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Crazy. How did we meet?
Comedy.com? No.
Was it?
Yes, because that's how we had to have met.
Because you weren't at one point we shared a manager.
We did, but I was with them, not to get technical, before you.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, because you would ask me.
Now I remember. I
said, love them.
Love them. And now I'm still. I remember asking you and like KT or something.
KT Tatara,
yeah.
Who I don't barely know, but
yeah.
You know.
Comedy.com was what? That website that
did videos and a lot of man on the street shit.
Yeah. Did we do make a hot girl laugh? Do you remember that one?
Was that the Vivid?
Vivid is the porn thing.
No, I know, but comedy.com matched up with Vivid.
I didn't know that.
Did live shows. So it was like porn.
This just goes to show that
I have no idea how we
No one knows anything. And
how did we meet?
I don't know. I'll have to go back
and look. Make a hot girl. Wait, we did do that.
That's where there was a super hot like Swedish model and he tried to make her laugh, but I thought that was two men versus a woman. I don't remember. It was some bullshit thing like that.
Nothing's more fun than being in something called make a hot girl laugh and God. You're one of the girls who has to make her laugh.
You're not the hot girl.
You're like, oh hey, Skeet.
The hot girl was not a fucking smart girl. I remember that very much. No surprise.
Yeah, right.
Sadly, model. She was a model. What I'm saying is models are stupid.
Well, we like to think they are. Just to
a lot of them are
fun.
But some of them aren't.
Some of them are very, very smart. I think Chrissy Teigen's very smart.
She tweeted to me one time.
She's so funny.
Yeah, because she was watching our show on E, and it's like
nice.
Kind of a mean, funny show, and which they canceled. And
sorry,
it's okay.
Sorry for your loss.
But she tweeted to us, and I was like, "Yes, Chrissy, we need you and everyone like you to tweet to me so they keep the show." But it didn't happen. But thank
what
you, Chrissy.
What did she tweet at you?
She said the show's hilarious.
That's amazing.
And it wasn't like we asked her to tweet.
I think you asked her.
It was organic, I think.
I think she's the greatest, good. Honestly. She and John, to get, like, they're both the nicest people ever.
You're in her ear.
And so is LL Cool J.
And you're in her ear. Well, this is bullshit because you work for all these people.
I'm not joking. I think
know
amazing.
You feel that.
Victoria Beckham, not very nice.
You don't have to say that.
She's not warm.
She's not warm, but...
But she's great.
I don't think you'll be a slut.
I would.
What did she say again?
You don't look like you could be a slut.
You don't look like you could be... Fuck you, Victoria Beckham.
Do you know what's weird is that show, a few months ago, some girl came up to me and was like, were you on...
Weird.
The Victoria... I was like, are we kidding right now? Like, yeah. That was so long ago.
That's weird.
Like, yeah, she's like, your voice.
I wonder if there's YouTube clips of it.
There is. The full show's on there.
The full show's. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Tell me a great birthday, and then we're going to let you go have dinner with your family.
Great
with
birthday.
John, dinner tonight's with John Paul,
his wife Tina.
Tina.
His sister Andrea.
Andrea's going to be there.
She's going to show up.
See, ask her if she remembers this birthday.
She does.
You've watched it together.
Well, she looks so cute.
Why
look
the
like
fuck
a...
is she wearing your outfit? It's your birthday.
It's both of our birthdays. Yeah, we never had them separate.
You should have done separate.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And maybe if your father wasn't dead, you guys could have done that.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
you know?
He was unfortunately still alive.
For that one,
happened.
Yeah, okay.
I think my best birthday.
Yeah, here we go.
Was my mom, it was my 30th birthday.
Great.
And my mom said, do you and your sister, I'll take you on a trip. Mm-hmm. She just was like, we'll
That's
fly
great.
Out. You fly out from wherever you are.
That's great.
Do you want to go to Disney World?
Come on.
Or New York City to
what?
See like Broadway shows and shop and stuff. And we both simultaneously were like, Disney World.
Disney
Even
World.
Though we have Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
Disney Anaheim. World just really.
Well, isn't that the real one?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't
like,
Florida the first
like,
one?
You could have gone to Disneyland. I was like, but I wanted to go to Florida.
Yes.
I wanted to go to Dr. Seuss Landing at Universal Studios. I had a plan.
I wanted to stay in a shit chain hotel in Orlando.
We stayed in the Toy Story hotel.
This is your 30 years old.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I was like, okay, it's your sixth birthday.
Right.
Wow.
But I got to tell you, going... When you're 30, and I looked good. I looked tan.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was like, I feel great.
Yeah.
And we went, and we just were able to act like it didn't matter.
That's so super fun.
It was so fun.
That's a great birthday.
And it was
birthday.
Like, yeah, I'm going to walk around with ears on. I don't give a shit.
It's fun when you don't give a shit.
Yes, and I didn't. I was like, this is the best birthday ever. And it was just my mom, my sister, and I.
Your sister was 27.
She was 27.
Yeah.
And... She supported that it was a milestone.
That's your fucking
it's
day.
It's my fucking shit.
Did you wear separate outfits?
We didn't.
No, we wore the same thing every day.
We wore
That's
the same.
A nice 30th.
It was great. It was just cool to be, just hang with your mom as an adult.
Yeah.
And like,
be
go
friends.
Do kid things.
Yeah, be friends with your family, with your parents.
And you just kid shit all day.
I like that.
And truthfully, the last time we had all been there together was when my dad died.
Oh,
I went
fuck.
When I was in seventh grade. So it was just cool to change that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Same, a place that had a lot of sorrow the last time you were there. Now it's celebration and fun.
And I have to be clear, it wasn't very filled with sorrow either. I mean, when you're 10, you don't totally get it.
God, that's
It comes,
intense.
But it goes fast.
Yeah.
You know, and then now you're in your... You know, you're in your 30s and you're crying in your car going, I think I miss my dad now.
Yeah.
I think it's here now.
The emotions, now you're able to maybe take it.
Yeah.
Weird.
A little more evolved.
That's very interesting.
It's insane, right? Yeah, but it's cool.
When you're 10, it's like, that's it's obviously a milestone moment when your father passes, but it's interesting to see how it truly shapes your life forever.
It's crazy. And look, this birthday video I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
how I said everything I said my dad laughed at,
mm-hmm.
is every guy I've dated.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, they drink. And if I like to make them laugh. Like,
yeah.
I find the validation and they think I'm funny.
Yeah.
You know, like I dated a guy who's like, I think I'm... 30% funnier than you. I was like, you gets to go.
Yeah, you're out, motherfucker. Also, what's funny is that you said that in the video, your dad was cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Well, you also said you were embarrassed at the jokes you were cracking. You were just trying to make your dad laugh, and he was trying to make you laugh.
And then I was nailing it every time.
You're nailing it.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Nice. Renee, happy birthday to you.
Michael, thank you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Thank you. Where can people find all of your information?
All my handles.
All your handles.
Are at Nene Guter.
You know what's funny?
Tell me.
Wasn't easy to find you on
Twitter. It wasn't,
Twitter.
Even if you type in Renee Gauthier?
I typed it in, and It came up, but it came up like third.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I'm just letting you know because I was like, what is Nene Guder?
Well, it's because nobody knows how to pronounce my name.
Right.
That I just like made it into a rap name. It was right. like a running joke as a kid.
Great. Right.
But are you suggesting on this podcast that I should change it to
no,
Renee Gauthier?
No, I'm not. I think you can do something on your Twitter profile that makes it easier to search for you.
You do? What is it?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm talking
find
with
out.
My hands right
Please
now.
Please find out.
Okay,
are you Italian?
I'm not.
What are you?
I should be
by name
Italian or Greek, Costa K O S T A. But we learned that they actually added an A, so it was K O S T, and they were Ukrainian. Nothing funnier than a nice Ukraine, right?
Hey, it's a Ukraine comedy hour.
Ukraine comedy hour. There's a guy just fucking chopping potatoes.
What would those Laugh Factory nights be? The Ukrainian. Ukraine. What would those be?
Would
you
be
crank it?
Ukraine.
You crank it.
That's a good one.
You crank it comedy?
Hosted by Yakov Smirnov, who's Russian.
Well, we,
what's
that's
the difference?
Good enough.
Good enough. Nene, what is it?
Guder.
N-E-N-E-G-O-O-T-E-R. And where's your podcast? You just Google
Dead search? Dad's Club Podcast. And we're on iTunes, SoundCloud.
Okay.
We reach all avenues.
I wish you luck. Thank you
Thank
for being
you.
On the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Worst Birthday.
Okay, yay.
That is Renee Gauthier, ladies and gentlemen. What a sweet, lovely woman that I've known for a long time. She's funny. She's got this great little energy about her. Thanks, Renee, for coming on. This is Michael Costa, everybody. This is the Worst Birthday Podcast. I enjoy speaking to people from the Midwest. It just makes me feel, you know, warm about the Midwest. That's where I'm from. Those are my people. And just the neighborhood aspect of it all is great. I mean, fuck, you used to just like get on your bike and just ride everywhere, all different parts of the neighborhood. You knew everybody. Everybody's parents would always see you. I remember my brother Todd got in trouble one time because a neighbor from like half a mile away caught Todd driving my mom's car when he didn't have his license yet. He was 15. And of course, you know, she called my mom. But I mean, what if in LA, I don't even know who the person living next door to me is. I don't even know them. If anything, if I see them, I'm mad at them because their dog won't shut up. But in the Midwest, it's like this whole community thing. And that just made me laugh. And the image of the attic not being finished when her dad died and the drinking buddies coming over to finish it. It's just, it's amazing. And it leads for a good life. And then the stupid people leave and they come here to LA to try to make it as a stand-up comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Worst Birthday Podcast. Every Thursday, we have a new worst birthday. And we love that you listen. And I love that you listen. Please. You can check out all my live stand-up comedy dates at michaelcosta.com. You can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud, Worst Birthday Podcast with Michael Costa. Please rate and review us. We love it when you give us 5 stars. It goes a long way. If you leave a review on iTunes or anywhere, leave your Twitter handle in there, and I will make sure to tweet out to you. You get some fucking love. Thanks again for listening. This is Michael Costa. See you next Thursday at the Worst Birthday Podcast.